If you're someone who's struggling to make the spiritual dimension, the faith dimension that we all want, to become more relevant, more upfront in your life, then let me tell you, you are so not alone. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Reconciling that faith dimension, that Jesus dimension, if you will, with day-to-day life ain't easy in this fast-moving, ultra-high-tech world in which we live. Yesterday, we saw Jesus making the point that even the smallest mustard seed-sized bit of faith on our part will be honored by God as he grows it, and remember, only God can give the growth, into a mighty mustard tree, into the dominant reality, the reign of God's kingdom in our lives. Man, what a promise. But hang on, because there's more. Then Jesus told them another story, Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. God's kingdom is like yeast that a woman mixes into a big bowl of flour to make bread. The yeast makes all the dough rise. Now, I remember as a young child, my mother baking bread for Easter and Christmas. And I was always amazed when she'd mix up the dough in a bowl and set it to one side with a tea towel over it, how in an hour or so, that small ball of dough had risen right to the top of the bowl. Mind blown. And that's exactly the picture that Jesus is painting here. When we allow by the smallest seed of faith, the smallest bit of yeast, the reign of God into our heart, he'll do something that will completely blow our minds. He'll raise us up. He'll shape us and grow us in the most miraculous of ways to become all that he created us to be. Friend, that's God's word, fresh for you today. Whatever struggles you may be facing, and we all have something, remember that the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.